Hello, how are you doing?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually with the opinion research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
I think so.
Great. Okay, let me go ahead and continue here. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things like on the wrong track for you?
As far as what? I'm not sure what your question is.
Like generally speaking, like do you think any like, you know, situation in Hector County are like on the right track or things are on the wrong track on your point of view?
I guess if I'm looking at it as in, is there more good than bad?
Bad, right?
No, actually, I mean, because I'm basing it on personal experience or my personal opinion, I would say things are on a good track. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you for your answer. We'll go to the next question. Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County? Do you think it's education issues, poor economic lack of jobs, air pollution, quality of life in general, moral issues like family values, social issues, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living?
If I'm only allowed to choose one,
there's
like
also
crime and drugs. Oh,
crime and drugs, right? Okay. Yeah, there's also
go ahead.
That's good. Okay. Now we're going to the next
one. I meant, let me know. I'll let you finish because I was saying that crime and drugs is bad, but that's actually across the board. Doesn't matter where you go. It has gotten worse in Odessa, Hector County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good. But if you're asking me what is
there's,
a priority for, mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's also like race relations, civil rights, lack of culture, opportunities, immigration, healthcare, high taxes, and government spending. Do you want to stick with crime and drugs? Okay.
Well, doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me personally. Like I said, I haven't had those issues, and I mean like, you know, problems with people in my area with crime and drugs, but education, I think we need more schools. There's not enough room for the students.
So that would be education issues. I got that there.
Education is always important. Yes.
It is. You're right. You're right about that. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Economics, I would say good. I mean, actually, it could even be excellent, but of course, because we do have a lot of work, the people that are not employed is by choice, but I would say good, just to be fair, because I have job security, but I know not everyone does.
Exactly. You're right. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today? Better, worse, or about the same?
That's going to depend on politics, but I would say as of now, if I'm going to make an assumption, I would say the same.
Okay, the same. Thank you. And the next is, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are you like very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about these jobs?
Not at all. Not at all. We're healthcare professionals, so we have work even through COVID.
Beautiful. Great. So I'm going to read a list of qualities now, and this characterized like the that contribute to the quality of life in a community. So please tell me how you rate each Hector County, like excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? It's all up to your opinion. Now, the first one would be offering job opportunities in your field. Do you think that would be excellent, good, fair, poor?
excellent.
Thank you. And what about effective leadership from elected officials? Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm going to go with good.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much. Next is would be public safety and low crime. Public safety and low crime. Do you think that in life of your community, do you think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, right? Okay. And what about public transportation? How do you see that?
It needs improvement, so I'll say fair, yes. They need to expand.
Okay.
It's limited to city limits. I actually live outside city limits, and so there is a need for it in outside the city limits.
Oh, okay, thank you very much for that. That's very important for us. This is why we do this, okay? Now, the next is natural beauty and physical setting.
Do
you think that's like
that's
excellent,
poor.
Good, fair,
that's
or
poor,
poor right?
Okay. No, poor. Everywhere you drive, there's a mattress on the side of the road. There's a lot of illegal disposing of trash, tires, plastic bags, all kinds of trash. It's ugly. Once you leave this area, and we're still talking about Texas, but once you leave this area, anywhere outside of like this small West Texas area, there's not all this trash. You don't see mattresses on the side of the road every other mile, you know. It's horrible. The trash, the illegal dumping is a problem.
I'm sorry for that, ma'am. Okay, what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Would that be poor, fair, good, or excellent?
I mean, that's a personal preference. So I would say, I don't know, I would say fair, I guess. I mean, standards are different in
exactly.
for everyone.
That's true. Now, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature, would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
West of Odessa has been forgotten. We have no designated parks that are, I would say, have been updated for families. I live in West Odessa. I live like within half a mile of a park. And it needs some kind of improvement. It's Kellis Turner. It has been improved a lot, but there's nothing there. We need something for families other than dirt and dry grass. We need we get nothing outside of city limits, and that doesn't limit us to West Odessa. That's probably I know there's some nicer parks towards the north part of Odessa or Ector County, but like West Odessa has been forgotten completely.
Okay, so you would say that would be excellent, right? The availability of outdoor parks?
No, I would say poor because I live on a side of town. Poor. I live on a side of town where that is not available to me.
Okay. What about availability of affordable housing? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
You know, I own my home. I don't have those issues, but... I would say in between. So, cause not everybody can afford the housing. There is oil field jobs. There is job security in that area, but not everyone makes that money. Some people have regular jobs.
That's true.
So I would say fair. I'm not going to even say, poor. I mean, cause really there is housing. But it is not the best. If you cannot afford it, you take what you get, and it's not convenient for everyone.
Okay, great. Now, next would be availability of quality health care. Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say fair.
Thank you.
I don't think it's where it should be.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you for your opinion once again. Now, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Ethnicity and culture.
I think there could be some improvement there. We do have a lot of new cultures in the area. Not everything is not offered to every culture, like the events, the public events, like the fair that was just here recently. You uh-huh. go to it, and basically, I am Hispanic, so yes, everything there that I like is basically available. But how about the other cultures, people from, Nigeria, people from other countries that have their own, but that's
cultures,
kind of based
yeah.
on what, mm-hmm, yes, there's not enough diversity for the people that are currently living in the area. There could be improvement. I would say, fair.
Okay. Thank you very mm-hmm. much. And mm-hmm. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Would that be excellent?
No,
good,
that's
fair,
poor.
Or is poor, right?
That's poor. Accidents, police don't even go out to accident sites anymore. They just don't. There's so many. Every day there's too much traffic. The streets are congested. But then that comes with the economy. We got these people here working because we have jobs. So that's
exactly.
that's a price we pay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true. Now, what about mm-hmm. quality of public schools? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair. Fair. There's need for improvement. Yeah.
Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
I think
excellent,
that's
good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Okay, repeat that again. I'm sorry.
Sure. That would be a shared vision and effective
uh-huh.
plans for economic development and, like, job growth.
I think there's always room for growth and job opportunities. I mean, it would be great. We only have two hospitals right now.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great to get a third hospital. If it's necessary, I'm not really sure, but even schools would open up a whole lot of, because we do need more schools. Schools would open up more job opportunities.
Okay.
So yes, I would say right now, I guess it would be good. I'm hoping that will be in the near future. New
okay,
schools.
Great. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. We'll continue now. We're at 43%. We're halfway done. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Now
uh-huh.
please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people, okay? You could say excellent, mm-hmm. good, fair, or poor. Do you think that Ector County is a place for the following people, like families with children? Do you think that's an excellent place, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, what about for people like you?
Mm-hmm. Like in my own position, good.
Uh-huh. Okay, what mm-hmm. about young single people?
Good.
Great. And what about people living below the poverty line?
I'd say poor.
Poor, right? Okay. And mm-hmm. immigrants from other countries? Is
poor.
That like a place to live? Okay, poor, right?
Well, there's job opportunities, but you know what? I'm going to change that last one from poor to fair.
Fair,
there are
okay.
job opportunities, but they're starting with the minimum wage. There's not, if you don't speak English in this country, you can get a job. But
exactly.
if you don't have the means to, like, transportation. You don't own a car, then guess what? You're limited as to where you can go, where you can work,
that's a factor.
And I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Okay, what about, like, racial and ethnic minorities?
Mm-hmm. I would say that's, I really think that's good. I mean, they can get a job even without knowing English.
Okay.
I mean, it helps to know English, but I go to businesses all the time where they don't even speak English. And I mean, I can communicate, but there's not very many places that you can get a job in other areas, that you don't need to speak English. So that's
exactly.
Pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about retirees? Do you think that's Ector County as a place to live for those type of people, like retirees?
I would rate that as fair.
Fair, right? Okay. What about like recent college graduates looking to enter like the job market? Do you think that's a good,
good, really
fair,
good?
Or?
Yes, if they have education, they can start making really good money because we do have a university and
mm-hmm.
a college here. So one, and then if you get into the oil field and any, or even electrical, anything that has to do with the electrical oil field, your job is guaranteed.
Okay. Great. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Entrepreneurs and new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Excellent, right?
We have, yeah. Yes. I started a business in 2018, and it's still going.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you were operating during COVID? Because, you know, like
yeah.
if you had W-2 employees
yeah.
and all that, you could get like a refundable
yeah.
tax credit. Yeah. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. What about over
mm-hmm.
the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate? Or stay about the same? Improve, deteriorate, or same?
I would like to say improve.
Okay. Thank you. And what about economic
mm-hmm.
development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created? How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Is that like very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat,
right? Familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
In the leadership, I would say somewhat.
Somewhat, right? Confident. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost done. Thank you. We're at 69%. I'm not lying. Now, community development generates solutions, no problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. You know, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar. Mm-hmm.
Not too familiar. Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat confident.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And we're almost at 74%. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely, or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Thank you very much. And finally,
mm-hmm.
just a few last questions about you and your household, and we'll be done. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
You've been awesome. So
mm-hmm.
what is the highest level of education you have completed? Is that high school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Bachelor's, yep.
Graduate
college degree.
Uh-huh. College degree?
Graduate, yes, sir. Well, we have multiples because there's different people in the household. So we go from a bachelor's to a college and then high school. So I guess the highest would be the graduate.
Graduate degree, okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Independent, or other, or Republican?
A Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And what is your age? This would be like 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60, or 65 plus. You sound way young, but...
40 to 50.
40 to 50, right? Okay. So I would put 35 to 49, because there's 50 to 64. So
40, my age is 49.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race? You said earlier you were Hispanic, right? Just confirming.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Okay. Is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or
$75,000
or more?
$75,000 or more.
Okay. We're at 93%. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time, right. Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. I'm just doing my job. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
No, right. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and be blessed, okay? Your
Thank
opinion
you. You
is
have
very
a great
important.
Evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.